Greetings, dear ones. I'm Cryon of Magnetic Service. Indeed, it has been a beautiful day. I want to review just a little bit, and then I want to turn the page. If you think to yourself, what has been said so far in the previous five channelings? The message is simple. It's profound. It's beautiful. That this planet knows you. We spent a long time speaking of the esoterics of Gaia. Today, you heard from the Navajo. The stories that they would tell about their traditions and who they are and what they do here. Overwhelmingly, you get the sense of harmony. Not only is there harmony with the planet, there is harmony with themselves, with their families. I told you of the geology this morning, the controversy. Even to extend that, I tell you that everything I told you happened before life on the planet. In the early days of the formations of what you see, there have been mass weather cycles since that time that would put lakes and small oceans here yet again and turn them to deserts and back and forth. You've had little seas here with life in them, hence the shells. There is so much here that hides in history. But the greatest history here is what the indigenous have accomplished. Review. We tell you that as you study them, you find the truth of Gaia and the wonderful relationship to the human being. Now I wish you to turn the page, just briefly. It's one thing to live in harmony with the planet when you're on the reservation. You're in a group that has traditions that are so old that they can't count the years. Here, the ones who live here are free to believe what they wish, but the traditions are strong. And the tradition of harmony within the family is strong. And so that is not that difficult to continue the relationship of the ancients of the past on their own land. But what about you? This is the crux of my teaching. In a modern age, when you leave here, how can you possibly carry out what you see? You go back to that which you would call the city life. Even if you're not in the city, you have a westernized life. You don't have the traditions around you. You don't have the family that is cooperating because they have for 500 years. You will have those who would look at you and have no concept of an elevated consciousness of a 24/7 relationship to the planet. I talk to those of you, some of those of here, some listening, that long ago realized you don't switch on and off God. It's not a Sunday experience. What you do is you carry the relationship 24/7. Before you go to bed tonight, some of you say things. When you get up, you say things. Not unlike those who would then talk to the sun and the moon. Celebrate that in ceremony. But it's difficult for you because you don't have the group around you. Spirit knows this. The teaching is this, dear ones, that the harmony that you carry, that you see here in the tribe, that you've learned, is so precious and beautiful to hear. You have got to be self-contained with it. And you've got to then emulate the compassion of what you see here without a tribe. That is work. And that is why you are a light worker. You're going to have to carry your own traditions with you, the tradition of the beauty and the compassion of God, of a relationship to the planet that is far more than anything that the Western world appreciates, understands, or even considers. And here you are living it by yourself, perhaps, if you don't have an alliance with your partner, with your family. You live it by yourself. But the good news, the news that is special since the precession of the equinoxes, is that it literally pushes out and people see it. You might even say it's catchy. And people will come to you and see the peace you have and will say, how do you do it? And you can tell them gently that you've discovered something that gives you peace in your heart, that helps you with the anxieties of the problems of day to day. You are harmonizing with the planet. And in that process, you are literally pushing that outside of yourself so that others can see it. I've said it so often. The masters of the planet, as they walked around, they had a following, not because they did this or that, but because people wanted to be with them. Listen, it's peaceful, isn't it? It's nice to hear. It's nice to feel. That can be you, standing in the city with turmoil all around you, with anxiety, day-to-day living, pushing the envelope of the stress level of each of you. And you can go inside and claim the truth that you learn here. This is the hard one. That's why you're here. That's why this was chosen. So you can see the emulation. You can see the model and the template. And you can go back and create something that has not been created before. Peace on earth. One at a time. It's catchy. I mean by that, it's almost infectious. Like laughter. Beauty, good art and music. People want you around. They'll ask questions. I guarantee there will be those who will come to you and ask, what is it you have? And that is the harmony time. That's when you can start telling those around you that they don't have to be in stress. Dear ones, this is the message, and it will continue to be the message. Even this week, the message, that this is the template, that you can take home individually and practice. You're never alone. The planet knows what you're doing. Spirit knows what you're doing. You're never alone. 28 years ago, I started in this process with my partner to some degree. And it's graduated to this. And if there is a slogan, if there's a saying, if there's anything that has repeated itself all of those years, it's that you're never alone. Can you cognize that? Can you believe it to the point where you can take this with you? We'll talk more about that. But until that time, the rest of these days, I want you to feel everything you can feel, because you're in the right place at the right time for this. Feel the tranquility now, the peace that is here. There's nothing like it. You can take it home and have it to yourself and spread it as much as you can. As much as you wish. And so it is.